started in the conversation this hour. Greg Stephan's Good Day program, member of the family Ken Kessler here with an overview of the important stories, perhaps the best. I don't know what we would use as definition for best, Kenny. Big, maybe. The conversation about Syria, starting with the president's speech. Did he change much of what people were thinking? Apparently he changed a lot of what he had planned to say in the address last night because of the Russian proposal to have Syria turn over its chemical weapons to international control. So under the circumstances, was there even a need for the president to speak and make a big deal out of this? Might be one of the questions that you'd care to answer or consider at 888-302-3684. We present the information, the news nuggets. You can converse with us about what the president had to say or, in fact, where this all is right now. You'll remember that today is September 11th, and so in sort of an obligatory way, we have to, I think, and should deal with the memories and what's happened since September 11th and the attacks. This causes, for my money, more people to be angry with us, more people to want to do the same sort of thing to us. Man, do we not learn our lessons. Anyway, the president, back to the speech last night that was broadcast on all of the regular broadcast networks. He did say that time was needed to consider the proposal from Russia, which Syria has already agreed to, though the president also said a continuing credible military threat is necessary until Syria actually complies with the proposal. How do you think the Russians look through all of this? How do you think the Chinese look through all of this? How do you compare that and them to how we look on the international stage, not necessarily here at home, but on the international stage? 888-302-3684. For its part, Russia has already canceled a UN Security Council meeting and rejected France's proposal for the framework of a resolution for the weapons turnover. For now, the president has asked Congress to postpone the vote on military action in Syria. So, what say you on this, Kenny? What are people through our Facebook connections and Twitter? It's facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. What sort of input, either regarding the president's response or his address last night, or in general, our position on Syria?
Peter says, Obama did well on the questions he did answer, but it's the questions he didn't answer which are fueling the civil war in Syria.
Right. What would be some of those questions?
I don't know.
Huh. All right, sir, what's the story? You can respond to 888-302-DOUG if you want to. All right, what else?
Demas says that Obama's speech is irrelevant. He and Kerry are amateurs, and they got played by Putin.
Hmm. That's interesting. What else?
And Don says the president is under the gun here and does not have the experience to deal with such a complicated matter.
That I'd agree with. Yeah, I think that's been the case all along since he became president. Doesn't have the experience. 888-302-3684, so it's amateur hour. Although Kerry, I will suggest, may not be that in that same position. Kerry had been chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for a long time before he became secretary, and that sort of qualified him well for the job. He does know a lot of the ins and outs and the people involved in this, so he may not fit into that same... And for her, for the positive side of what Mrs. Clinton is all about, she was better prepared to be both president and secretary of state. So the last two secretaries of state that we've had have been actually quite good, as opposed to, you know, the general running of things in Washington by these guys. Anyway, here's how the president started last night.
Over the past 2 years, what began as a series of peaceful protests against the repressive regime of Bashar al-Assad has turned into a brutal civil war. Over 100,000 people have been killed. Millions have fled the country. In that time, America has worked with allies to provide humanitarian support, to help the moderate opposition, and to shape a political settlement. But I have resisted calls for military action, because we cannot resolve someone else's civil war through force, particularly after a decade of war in Iraq and Afghanistan. The situation profoundly changed, though, on August 21st, when Assad's government gassed to death over 1,000 people, including hundreds of children. The images from this massacre are sickening. Men, women, children lying in rows killed by poison gas, others foaming at the mouth, gasping for breath. A father clutching his dead children, imploring them to get up and walk. On that terrible night, the world saw in gruesome detail the terrible nature of chemical weapons and why the overwhelming majority of humanity has declared them off-limits, a crime against humanity, and a violation of the laws of war. This was not always the case. In World War I, American GIs were among the many thousands killed by deadly gas in the trenches of Europe. In World War II, the Nazis used gas to inflict the horror of the Holocaust. Because these weapons can kill on a mass scale, with no distinction between soldier and infant, the civilized world has spent a century working to ban them. And in 1997, the United States Senate overwhelmingly approved an international agreement prohibiting the use of chemical weapons, now joined by 189 governments that represent 98% of humanity. On August 21st, these basic rules were violated, along with our sense of common humanity. No one disputes that chemical weapons were used in Syria. The world saw thousands of videos, cell phone pictures, and social media accounts from the attack. And humanitarian organizations told stories of hospitals packed with people who had symptoms of poison gas.
So we'll have some more of the explanations that the president got involved with the making of the case, if you will, for doing something about Syria's use of chemical weaponry as we continue to examine this and get your involvement. We'll have a couple of different excerpts from various talk radio programs that were on the air after this address took place last night as we continue during this hour of the Good Day program explaining and examining what has transpired in the last 24 hours with regard to the president and Syria. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Back to school got you on the run.
Let's get it started.
Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and Max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams three times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, the focus on the Obama speech last night. Here the president talks about the importance of international agreements.
My fellow Americans, for nearly seven decades, the United States has been the anchor of global security. This has meant doing more than forging international agreements. It has meant enforcing them. The burdens of leadership are often heavy. But the world's a better place because we have borne them. And so, to my friends on the right, I ask you to reconcile your commitment to America's military might with a failure to act when a cause is so plainly just. To my friends on the left, I ask you to reconcile your belief in freedom and dignity for all people with those images of children writhing in pain and going still on a cold hospital floor. For sometimes resolutions and statements of condemnation are simply not enough. Indeed, I'd ask every member of Congress and those of you watching at home tonight to view those videos of the attack. And then ask, what kind of world will we live in if the United States of America sees a dictator brazenly violate international law with poison gas and we choose to look the other way? Franklin Roosevelt once said, our national determination to keep free of foreign wars and foreign entanglements cannot prevent us from feeling deep concern when ideals and principles that we have cherished are challenged. Our ideals and principles, as well as our national security, are at stake in Syria, along with our leadership of a world where we seek to ensure that the worst weapons will never be used. America's not the world's policeman. Terrible things happen across the globe, and it is beyond our means to right every wrong. But when, with modest effort and risk, we can stop children from being gassed to death and thereby make our own children safer over the long run, I believe we should act. That's what makes America different. That's what makes us exceptional. With humility, but with resolve, let us never lose sight of that essential truth. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
All right, so there's the beginning and the end of the president's input. What's yours? 888-302-DOUG on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
So know. You've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Considered to be the result of what happened September 11th, 2001. Paul McCartney and Freedom. There are a number of songs that are a part of what we think of on September 11th of any year in the last 12, certainly. There's Charlie Daniels Band and This Ain't No Rag, It's a Flag. Alan Jackson, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning? Toby Keith's Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Neil Young's Let's Roll. That was a phrase that was used a lot, Kenny, right? During the aftermath of what happened on that day. So let's get back to what we're talking about here, the Obama speech and the situation in Syria. Here are a couple of hosts named Mike O'Neill and Mike Russell reviewing the president making his case last night.
This was shorter than I thought it was going to be. I thought we were going to run about 40 to 42 minutes on this one. I think he got in, got out. What did you take away from it, Doc?
I think most of the speech got ripped up in the last 24 hours when there developed an alternative to striking now. And so what we saw, and I tell you, I found this fascinating from just a rhetorical perspective, looking at what he did, to walk you through. And in case you didn't hear it, or even if you did, let me walk you through what he starts out talking about. Poison gas, that is a crime against humanity. That's a bad thing. Then we go to danger to our security. This will embolden terrorists. It will threaten our allies, even embolden Iran's use or development of nukes. Then he moves on. The next point is, I have the authority to act, but as a Democrat who believes, small d Democrat, who believes in the democratic process, I believe that this should be authorized, any action of a military nature should be authorized by Congress.
Wait, define small d Democrat, because that wasn't part of his speech. Okay, I want to know what you mean by small d Democrat.
By small d Democrat, I mean somebody who believes in democracy as opposed to somebody, a member of the Democratic Party.
Okay.
So he's saying, I believe in democracy and the ultimate repository for democratic decisions on matters of war and peace in our Constitution is that only Congress shall declare war, even though he's not asking for a declaration of war.
He said, I can do it, but...
I can do it, but
I'm
in a democracy, in the British model is there. I can do it, but... And this is also politically clever in that it is currently, unless he's moved the needle, and we'll talk more about that later,
correct.
But unless he's moved the needle, he's facing right now an American public that is more than skeptical about this. It's about 2-1.
What he did was hand Congress a bomb, said, here, hold this.
Yeah, here.
Right.
You can endorse this or not, but you
right. It's going to blow up in either way.
He then went, and he went through a series of things, which is a very, very important, useful rhetorical device. He acknowledged a whole lot of arguments against action, and he dealt with one.
He framed those in letters, right? Letters to me, that's how he framed
that's how he used to do it.
Right.
But he said, some people have said, for example, We have, I acknowledge we have immense domestic priorities, because people are saying that. And then for each one of these, he dealt with, you can argue about how well he dealt with it, but he dealt with that. And then he announced, he said, basically, our objective is to deter the Syrians and to degrade their capabilities.
Okay.
He said that Syria is not a country that has retaliatory capabilities against us. In other words, I'm not putting the American homeland at any greater threat by taking action. Then he acknowledged again another argument that people have made. Hey, why do we have to be the world's policeman? He acknowledged that. And he said, well, as a result of that, we ought to seek alternatives to military action.
All right. So it seems fairly reasonable, right? 888-302-3684. Calls coming up on this discussion here on Good Day.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors,
are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
People are thinking and saying it's Wednesday, September 11th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, four or five different points of view on the president's speech last night. You can join that group that wants to be heard, 888-302-3684, as there isn't as much tension. I don't feel as much tension, Kenny, in the air. Some of the tension last week, you could cut with a knife. Don't feel that right now. So do we have the Russians and the Chinese to thank for that? Do we have the United Nations to thank for that? Do we have President Obama to thank for that? Why is there less tension today? The negotiations beginning on a resolution that would put Syria's chemical weapons under international control. There's always that business about whether you can sneak them in when nobody's looking, but it does sort of slow things down. The plan for Syria to turn over the weapons initiated by Russia appeared to ease a diplomatic stalemate. So what do you think about all of this? Sonny in California says that Benghazi had a greater impact on the president's credibility than whether or not he launches a strike against Syria.
The president did not convince me. People are saying, well, we must stand behind the president or the world will think him, well, many things. But you see, when Benghazi happened and we did not respond, and this president acknowledged a lie about a video, I mean, all of that has to do a lot more with the loss of respect for him or trust in him than anything that has to do with Syria right now. I think had he jumped in with both feet and gone and fought for our Marines that were killed or made some effort to make people pay for that, he would have had the whole world and the whole country behind him for this.
888-302-3684. Scott, listening to Good Day in Missouri with thoughts on this being the right thing, wrong thing. Where are you in all this, Scott?
Well, I think if we were to get entangled in Syria, I think it'd been the wrong thing. I think the whole Middle East is a mess that you think we'd learn our lessons and just stay away from it. I mean, what's going on with the civil war? Yeah, it's deplorable. I mean, I'm not convinced that Assad was the one responsible for the chemical weapons. I think, you know, there's a lot of behind the scene things going on. I don't know if anybody's aware, but like Saudi Arabia and Qatar are wanting to run a natural gas pipeline through Syria up to Europe. You know, currently Europe gets most of their natural gas from Russia. So there's a a whole lot of politics and a whole lot of behind-the-scenes things going on, and I just don't think we need any part of it. I'm not willing to shed American blood and money for that mess.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call with that input. 888-302-3684. The televised address last night in which the president said the U.S. and its allies would take more time to pursue a diplomatic solution. Who are our allies at the moment? China and Russia? They want to not have a problem in Syria, so would they be considered allies, the British and the French? They didn't step up to the plate. So who are our friends when it comes to this? Steve's listening in Indiana to Good Day.
You can look on the computer and you can find out how to make chemicals. You can go there and look and see how to make nuclear bombs. So what he is saying, it's tragic that it happened, mm-hmm. but it's still, I don't see the national security threat to our nation. I just don't understand it.
Neither do most people, sir. You're not alone on that one. 888, there is no threat to us. It's trying to be the good guys, supposedly. That sounds like or seems to be where we wrap ourselves around all of this. 888-302-3684. Here's radio host Al Malmberg talking to terrorism expert Carrie Patton about what Patton thinks would happen if we did launch a strike. It's cut 122, Michael.
We've been talking about Iran for several weeks now, ever since the president has made his threats known. And the question has always been, okay, so if we strike Iran, Syria, what is Iran going to do? What is Russia going to do? What is China going to do? And now we're also hearing rumblings about North Korea and their chemical weapons. What will their reaction be?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Number one, I do oppose any type of military intervention, but, you know, it's beyond just the fact that, you know, there's really no national security implications in, you know, military intervention. It's more, what are the secondary reactions coming from the international community, specifically those nations that we deem as enemies to the state? And I got to tell you, I do not foresee any nation, so to speak, conduct any type of physical retaliatory action, but I do foresee nations coming together and imposing economic endeavors that will hurt the United States in the long run. And that's my biggest concern. When you talk about, you know, these nations like Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, Bolivia, and so forth, you also have to look at Russia and China and their capabilities because they are allies to these groups.
Well, they certainly are, and that's what's scary about this entire scenario. Meanwhile, we have President Obama. Is he negotiating directly with Vladimir Putin?
I wouldn't say that he is directly negotiating, but I would say indirectly through advisors and so forth. There is a lot of negotiation going on right now. And by the way, this is actually more of a win for Vladimir Putin than it is for the United States.
Well, who's the leader and who's the follower in these negotiations? Is it Putin that took the lead on this and offered to work as the mediator between the countries?
You know, it's hard to say. I think the United States, some of our dignitaries like Secretary of State John Kerry, even our Vice President Joe Biden, probably stated some things that gave ideas to Russia. Look who Russia's leader is. I mean, Vladimir Putin, he's a former KGB, FSB officer.
Yeah.
He's very good at manipulation. He's very good at propaganda. He's very good at persuasion. That's his tradecraft. What he has done is he capitalized on certain statements that were said among those that are part of this administration in the United States. And by capitalizing on it, he really is winning this battle.
All right, 888-302-3684, all kinds of back and forth here with so-called experts. Your calls as well. Kayla, listening on WJOL in Illinois, thinks launching an attack on Syria make any sense at all.
I think it's wrong in every single way. Because to me, it's just like fighting war. Period. For peace, it makes no sense at all. We're worried about other people in other countries when we should be worried about our own. It's wrong in every single way. And I believe that we are going to kill all of our soldiers or kill a lot of innocent people just to fight in somewhere else that has nothing to do with us. If they would have striked us, then yeah, we should have said something. We can do something about it. But they didn't. It's in their own homeland. It's their problem.
I thought it was interesting, Kenny, that President Putin said the plan will only work if the American side and those who support the Americans reject the use of force. A foreign minister told his French counterpart it was unacceptable for the resolution to cite the Chapter 7, the UN resolution authorizing force, blah, 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 blah. So the Russians and Putin, as much as the last lady certainly skeptical, as we all are skeptical about Putin, they seem to have the PR wind behind their sails, do they not?
It does seem that way, at least for now. But I think a lot of people are skeptical about what Russia will really do,
Well,
for that matter, what Syria will really do.
Right. I mean, that's the people who think this through will think that. But if diplomatic efforts fail, the president said the U.S. should be prepared to strike. He said the use of chemical weapons there is a danger to American security. I don't get that he made that case, though. Did he? How is it a danger to American security? That is
well. He went in a roundabout way that there's an international ban on chemical weapons, and if we just look away and let Syria do this, their fighting with chemical weapons could continue, could spill over the border into other countries, and Iran and North Korea could proceed with their pursuit of chemical weapons as well as their pursuit of nuclear weapons, although North Korea already has some. They just don't seem to know how to fire them. But and that they won't care what we have to say because the U.S. and the rest of the world just looked away when Syria used these against their own people.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. That makes sense. That's good reasoning. 16 before the hour. How are you thinking this through? This is Good Day.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Happiness researcher Sean Acor is author of the international bestseller, The Happiness Advantage. His new book, Before Happiness, offers 5 simple strategies for unleashing your genius for happiness.
Most people think if they can just work harder, they'll be more successful. And if they're more successful, well, then they'll be happier. But it turns out, based upon research and positive psychology, we know that formula is scientifically broken and backwards. We found if we switch around the formula, if we raise your levels of happiness in the present, in the midst of all the stresses of the workday, in the midst of your schoolwork, what we find is that every single business and educational outcome that we can test for rises dramatically. In other words, happiness is a precursor to success, not merely the result of it. Even knowing this research, I keep finding myself following the old formula for happiness and success, which is part of the reason I wrote the new book, Before Happiness. Because I realized before I can start to make changes to my levels of happiness, I first need to construct a mental reality in which change is actually possible. See, most of the people that I've worked with over the past 5 years in over 50 countries, I found that the only reason that people don't seem to be changing is because they think they're just their genes or their environment. But what we found based upon this research is that if you're willing to add voluntary activities to your life, if you're willing to change your mental reality, it turns out we can actually change your likelihood of being able to make change. And in doing so, not only raise your levels of happiness, but raise every single business and educational outcome as well.
Sean Acor, author of the new book, Before Happiness. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, or you're being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. The IRS has released new programs where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. Authority Tax Services expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-962-3911. 800-962-3911.
888-302-3684. If the U.S. fails to respond to the problem, if the diplomatic stuff doesn't work, is there an argument to get in there? I'm wondering whether Kevin, who's listening in Tampa, thinks the president made his case. Kevin, you're on live. Hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'd love to meet this president one-on-one, face-to-face. I'd absolutely have to tell him he's got a lot of nerve to ask for our approval and to go on and doing what he wants to do here after he turns his back on the American people and because he didn't do a darn thing but go to sleep. Then he turns his back on the American people when the IRS is spying and doing what they're doing on them. And then to top it off, he turns his back on the Navy SEAL 6 and ends up, as far as I'm concerned, their blood is on his hands. That's telling he's got a lot of nerve.
All right. Get your point. Thank you for the call. 888-302-3684 is a lot of anger out there. There are a lot of people who are just plain angry at what has been going on and what continues to go on in the name of management and government. Here's Rhonda listening to one of our four or five stations, not sure where she is in Ohio, but we're interested in hearing your focus. Apparently you don't think we could win a war if there was another one in the Middle East.
My position is, why should we get into a war that's been going on for hundreds of years? It's not a war that we'll ever win. It's not a war that we can help to win. It's basically something that they've got to work out themselves. And I'm sorry for the children that have been killed, the innocent people, but it's a fact of war. And it hurts my heart. But yet, we here in America have a war going on. We can't stop the cocaine. We can't stop the several things that's happening. We can't even stop what's going on in our own state, much less in another country.
Mm. All right. Thank you for your passion, your emotion. 888-302-3684. Just kind of an aside here in the Shop Talk department. I was looking at the ratings for the main radio station in Moscow. The radio station is called Echo of Moscow, and the breaking news there is Mr. Putin's policy towards Syria. The numbers survey give this station a broad win for the 30th consecutive month. They have some music, but they also mostly talk about it. It's a news talk Russian radio station. It's interesting to envision, isn't it, huh? News talk radio in Russia. Why not? It's in every other country around the world. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Conversation, changing our position or place away from Syria to talk with you about September 11th. It's September 11th, 2013, 9/11, the World Trade Center. Always on this date, we think about where we were at that moment, and then we commiserate a little bit. I think there is a lot of, different angles to this year as we have a little bit more seasoning. The thinking of who was there, we've had plenty of that. Where do we go from here? And what about the promotions that are taking place today? Here's an excerpt from a program that Kenny monitors. Host Rob Hunter and Carrie Dozer talking about a golf course in Wisconsin that's getting a lot of flack over a promotion around today's anniversary.
One golf course in Wisconsin decided to do it in fashion. They had an ad in the local newspaper that said, 12th anniversary of 9/11. To commemorate this, we are offering 9 holes with cart for only $9.11, or 18 holes with cart for $19.11. 9/11/13 only. Must present coupon.
You can get the coupon out of the paper.
Bring it in.
And you can go to Tumble Down Trails to get your deal. Unfortunately, Tumble Down Trails is no longer offering this. Madison, Wisconsin, by the way.
Hello, and thank you for calling Tumble Down Trails Golf Course. We are no longer accepting tee times for Wednesday, 9/11. Please accept our sincere apologies. Our attempt to remember the tragedy of that day has been met with negativity, and now even death threats. We ask that you please take a moment to reflect and remember those that we've lost that day, as we were trying to do. God bless, and have a good day. Thank you.
Oops. Seriously, you got to wonder, do they have a manager, or was the golf course being run by the bad guys? Because this is a bad idea.
It's a horrible idea. Now, I accept the apology. I get it. Not everyone makes right decisions all the time. Maybe they're trying to drum up some sort of business, or they wanted people to come out and play golf instead of going. I don't know what the reasoning is.
This wasn't a tweet, though, Rob. This was an ad in the paper. Somebody had to think about it and then present it to the Madison, Wisconsin Herald, whatever it is. And say, print that. And then somebody at the Herald had to say, okay,
looks
that's
good.
Wow, can I get a tee time now? Seriously?
But I do think that this kind of reflects where we're at. I mean, it's been 12 years, and that's not appropriate, obviously.
This does not reflect where we're at.
But I think, look, this anniversary kind of snuck up. We're like, oh, it's September 10th today. Oh, tomorrow's September 11th. Oh, yeah. Remember we used to, like, know, like, a week ahead of time or a month ahead of time? Oh, man, it's going to be the September 11th the thing. So then now it's become the thing on September 11th. So I don't know what's appropriate and what's not anymore. I get uncomfortable, Carrie, I'll
but
tell
you'll
you.
But you'll know inappropriate when you see
it. Oh, yeah, but see, that's kind of the thing is, all right, I get it. So in 5 years, is this still inappropriate? In 70 years, is this still inappropriate?
Yes. It is always inappropriate to use an anniversary of thousands of people dying in the worst terrorist attack on the American soil with a sale. Why? Because it's somebody gaining something business-wise from a tragedy.
Mm. I agree with that. What do you think, Kenny? 888-302-3684, by the way.
Yeah, that's a promotion that's in really bad taste.
Boy, who in the world would... Who filters this? This sounds like somebody that ought to be working in government. It's about as much common sense. I was thinking and reflecting on some of the people that I knew who worked in New York, September 11th. I was on the air, as a matter of fact, at that moment, and stayed on longer than I normally would have because the person who was going to replace me was in a car in front of the Pentagon, not able to move. Remember that? Were you around, Kenny, with me then?
I was not with you yet, but I was teaching at a broadcast school across from the Pentagon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Well, there were some broadcast engineers who lost their lives at the World Trade Center because on top of the building were all of the towers for most of the FM and some of the AM signals in the city, as it was obviously the tallest point and therefore a great place to put these signals. So I think about them. You think there's a lot of news that will flow to you today, a lot of remembering. What have we learned about disaster preparedness? That's a good question and a good conversation to have, even though it would probably have been fairly impossible to have done anything different in the World Trade Center. But there are other circumstances, and I don't mean to bring fear into this, because this isn't about fear, it's about practical common sense, seems to me. And there'll be a lot of stories, hopefully a lot of time in schools today aimed at telling these stories. And so we will spend time. There's a poll at DougStephan.com you might want to address.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.